Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello everyone. This is Dr. Eileen, and on behalf of myself and producer Kina, wishing you the absolute happiest possible new year. As always, for those of you who are in the LA area, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for those everywhere else in the wherever you are, including and especially those right here in the San Francisco Bay Area, the guest call-in number is toll-free 877-697-9725. So, it is 2015, and this is such an amazing time for most folks because of the fact that the new year brings about new promises, new possibilities. Not to say that, you know, if there was anything that was left unsettled from the previous year, that maybe we don't still have a little bit of 2014 cleanup to do. But this brings in all of the possibilities of what can be. Now, one of the things that are a, you know, big part of the New Year's traditions are resolutions. And it is always interesting when people talk about their New Year's resolutions. And as the year comes to a close, often the idea is, okay, what was the resolution that got left hanging? And then that carries over to the new year. So it is a way of kind of keeping track of how we're doing and how we've done. And it, in some cases, you know, there's light and shadow in everything. The problem with going back over these resolutions can often be that it's a reason to kind of beat ourselves up a little bit. Wow, I told myself by this time next year I would, you know, have lost that 20, 30, 40, however many pounds, that I would have my relationship all in order, that I would have written that book that I want to write, or changed my job, or any number of things. And maybe some of them were, you know, easy to do, and for whatever reason you just couldn't get to it. Or perhaps maybe some were set in a way that kind of set you, you know, we set ourselves up for sabotage. Now, being a doctor, it is important, you know, in my mind and in the mind of most, to take care of ourselves physically. And usually, depending on what someone's issue is, you know, the physical form, part of that. Now, in some cases, there are people who need to gain weight, who have a very difficult time. And if you're one of these folks, you know, God bless you, because I know you catch a lot of, you know, static. Because often people wish that they had the problem of gaining weight. And this is a very serious issue. This is something that a lot of people don't realize how difficult that can be, up to the point of how life-threatening it can be. So whether it's to gain or to lose body mass, I won't say weight, I'll say body mass, the idea that we did not achieve looking as optimally as we would like to. And really, that kind of sets in your own mind, okay, what would losing that weight have meant? What would changing your body form have meant to you? You know, do you believe it would have made you more confident? Do you believe it would have made you healthier? Do you believe it would have made you more attractive to a potential mate? And the idea that, well, technically then it was not losing the weight you wanted, it was gaining the things that losing the weight would have brought you. So one way of looking at New Year's resolutions, not so much for the first level of the goal, I want to lose weight, and taking that deeper to what it is that that goal would bring to our lives. And I've often thought that, you know, people say, wow, I would love to win, you know, one of those $100 million lotteries. Well, technically, it's not the lottery win you want. It is the stuff that you believe that you can acquire and attain with the funding from that. Now, if for some reason you would be able to get that without the lottery win, then you really wouldn't bother with that. But the idea of taking the opportunity to what it is that you want out of your life. I mean, you could make a New Year's resolution, I will not at any time in this year hit a polar bear with a stick. And that would be a resolution I'd be willing to bet it would be very, very easy to keep. So if it's just the idea of creating resolutions that you know for a fact that you can achieve, there are definitely easy ways to do that. What I would suggest resolving is, first, resolving what would make me happy this year. What is it that I would like to bring into my life? What is it that I want to set as a goal that I can break down into reasonable steps that I can achieve, feel good about myself, and then be able to move on? It may be just, well, I would like to start doing yoga. Now, there are yogas that are, you know, fairly challenging, and for only the most advanced and, well, shall we say, very pliable. And there are types of yogas that you can do very gently sitting in a chair. There are exercises. Well, you know, some resolve. I am going to exercise 5 days a week. There's a lot of different ways to manage that. There's a lot of different ways to bring that in and have that be something that you actually enjoy. It's not always about the suffering. Results can come without the suffering and just by changing your mindset. Now, if you always wanted to learn how to run a marathon and you think that would be cool and, you know, you're really excited about it, then you can break it down. You know, no one said that a resolution has to be done all at one time. You can break your resolution down by months. If okay, by the end of this year, I want to be able to run a marathon. My resolution for January is that I'm going to find out what my health status is and make sure that I can, you know, be able to do something like that. So I'm going to get that physical that I've been putting off. I'm going to, you know, look at my eating. I'm going to consult a nutritionist as to what it is that will help me do this. Then maybe my February goal would be to look into finding a trainer and finding someone who really resonates with me that can help me do this. And then maybe March will be, I'm going to begin the process of, you know, working out, finding out where I am, what do I need to do each day that's going to build up my stamina, build up my confidence, build up my, you know, ability to do what I want to do. By breaking things down, as opposed to saying, well, by the end of this year, I want to run a marathon. What are the chances that sometime in November, it's like, oh my gosh, I got to find a marathon to run? Or, not so much. I completely forgot about it. How often do we forget about our New Year's resolutions? The more complicated it is, and the more daunting and the more overwhelming, the less likely it is that it's going to be something more than anything else. It lessens the likelihood that it will bring you joy. If it's turned into something that is going to make you unhappy, that's going to make you suffer, it's not something that is going to be a positive change in your life. Now, when you look at all the different things that you could resolve, and like I said, the first thing that you think of, think, okay, why would that make me happy? Why would that, you know, enhance my life? And when you look at those whys, that's what your actual resolution is. If your resolution is that you want to change jobs and find your passion, well, that is a perfectly good resolution. That has some very reasonable steps to it. First, it's figuring out what your passion is. You might spend the entire month of January saying, okay, what is my passion? What do I want to do? And that's not a question that anybody should rush. And also keeping in mind, if you decide what your passion is in January, by March, you may, through the process of exploring it, figure out that there's something you didn't even consider that you're passionate about. Whatever it is, to come at it from the viewpoint of what will give me joy, what will make me happy, what will allow my life to become fulfilled. Because by doing that, we automatically enhance the lives of those around us. We automatically enhance the enjoyment and the joy of the people that we deal with. Now, maybe you resolve that, well, I want to resolve to be more charitable, and I'm going to go work in soup kitchens, and I'm going to go do this, and I'm going to volunteer time. All wonderful things. So if you decide, all right, I want to volunteer my time for a charitable organization, let's take a look. What is the second step from that? What is it that I believe will change in me? How will my life be enhanced by volunteering more for charitable organizations? And you think, well, I would feel better about myself. I feel like I need to give more. I feel like I want to give more. Well, that's a very cool thing. And there are all kinds of ways of giving more. There are ways that it's not necessarily about giving money. Now, donating money is a wonderful thing, and you get tax benefits and all of that, and you get to feel good. And giving time, you know, finding out, once again, what is your passion? The best way to volunteer for something, the best way to give to the community is by doing something that you are already in love with. If you're a person who loves to read, there are lots of programs to volunteer to tutor young people in reading, tutoring adults who, you know, are learning, you know, late in life how to read and enjoy that, or going and reading at a senior center to, you know, to someone who can't get out and around. Figure out what your passion is, and then create your resolution around that. You know, you may be passionate about exercise, or you may be passionate about animals. Now, there are very few people who I know who are as passionate about taking care of animals as our very own Kina. She is a phenomenal, and I know I've mentioned this before, she fosters kittens and Labradors and reptiles and just, you know, all kinds of critters of every size and shape. And, you know, she nurtures them. And it's not just about, you know, holding them in a space. You know, they really become part of her personal community there in her home. Being able to do something like that, okay, maybe you can't foster animals, and I'd be willing to bet you could probably get in contact with volunteering at, you know, maybe the Humane Society, volunteering at an animal shelter, going and, you know, helping animals that maybe had learned to be afraid of people, helping them learn once again to trust humans. not so bad. That's a very cool resolution to help another being to feel safe. That is a wonderful resolution. How do you gain from it? Because when we help others feel safe, it helps us to feel safe too. It lets us know that we're connected to community. When you think about all the things that you would like in your life, and if this all sounds like it's very selfish, yes, it is. Selfish is not a bad thing. This is about making it about you. This is about going, what will make me the happiest me I could possibly be? And maybe a part of that is reconnecting to community. A lot of people lead very isolated lives. And the idea that even if it's going once a week to an animal shelter and just sitting with an animal that maybe had been hurt, and you can just kind of hold it and pet it and let it feel that it's loved. Maybe it's spending, you know, an hour a week or maybe even an hour every 2 weeks going over to a senior home and, you know, signing on to be someone who sits and reads to an elder. It could be as simple as knowing that there's an elder in your community, and when the weather gets cold, you know, you just go and check on them, make sure they're okay. Or when the weather gets very hot, making sure they're okay. Resolutions are at their best when they are things that create connection, things that create community. Maybe you want to resolve issues among, you know, there was somebody who you had a hard issue with, maybe a family member, maybe a friend. Well, you can resolve that you are going to be kinder towards that person, or you're going to resolve the issue between you. Once again, how does that enhance you as a person? What do you get out of it? And like I said, that viewpoint is not a bad thing. What do I really want? Well, I really would like to have more gentleness in my life. And if this person was someone who once meant something to me and I really miss their participation in my life, letting them know. Now, does that mean that they're going to say, it's like, oh, yeah, great. I mean, they could still say, nope, don't want anything to do with you. But at least you reached out. And if that person doesn't feel like reconnecting, maybe someone else in your life would. Or at the very least, you can know that you put in an effort, that you stepped outside of yourself to reconnect with someone else. Resolutions are an amazing opportunity that I personally feel, you know, really are kind of missed. Because it's something that most people get involved with in January, and sometime by the middle of February, it's no longer an active part of their lives. A resolution can be something as simple as, I will smile at a stranger once a day. That's an amazing resolution. What do you get out of it? I feel connection. I connect with another human being. Maybe they look at me funny, but more than likely they smile back. And what you have done is make someone else's day a little bit better. I mean, you could take it to another level and say, well, I resolve to compliment someone. Tell them, wow, that is a lovely color on you. Or, gee, you have a really nice smile. And this is especially helpful with people who are in the service industry, you know, waiters, waitresses, cashiers at department stores, all of these things. And once again, what's the payoff? Connection. That we are all here pulling together. Let's say, you know, you have some serious health issues. One of the big ones is to stop smoking. And there's a lot of folks out there who have the very challenging, you know, almost overwhelming commitment to want to stop smoking. Smoking, it's not just, you know, an emotional issue. It is a physical issue. And the idea of, all right, as of January 1st, I'm putting the cigarette down and I'm not going to touch it again, which for some works. And sometimes it doesn't. And then when you pick it up, what's the process that you go through? Do you feel good about yourself or do you not feel good about yourself? A resolution that can be worded, and the wording is very important, wording a resolution. I am going to work on finding tools so that I can quit smoking. Or I am going to make changes in my life that are going to lead me to a healthier, more satisfying physical experience. And then the smoking is just as a part of it. It doesn't become, you know, the one thing. Creating resolutions is wonderful, you know, as a goal-establishing practice. It's just when we set ourselves up to not do as well as we would like by first creating unrealistic expectations. I am going to lose 10 pounds a week. No, you're not. It's a tremendously difficult thing. There's a lot of modification. There's a lot of things to investigate. What you need to know more than anything else is what is the status of your physical self right at that moment. Before you do anything, before you start a diet program, before you, you know, have the friend who tell you, okay, if you grind up kale and, you know, drink nothing but that for, you know, 6 weeks, you're going to lose weight. Well, probably, and you could also do some, you know, sort of harsh things to your system. And it creates cravings. As soon as we decide, no matter what it is, as soon as you decide you're not having any more of it, that's the one thing your mind focuses on. How can your body be brought into balance? Because that's the main thing. If the body is in balance, and that's not just from a structural level, that's from the workings of everything, your organs working, your pH, your electrolytes, all of these pieces, when they're all in balance, the system works and does what it does best, which is take care of you in the best way that, you know, you can be. So for anyone out there who is, you know, putting on their list a major shift in your physical self, make sure you start from a place of information. Be informed. Figure out, okay, what is my body condition right now? And it's not just about your weight. It's about, you know, going and having yourself really evaluated, getting blood work, finding out what's going on. From that place, you can be able to decide and find a way to get to the goal you want without having to create stress. If you have been waiting to write that novel, don't wait till November to try to do it. In most cases, it all starts with just one word. Everything starts with just sitting down, and it doesn't even matter what the word is. Just sit down and start doing stream of consciousness, whatever's on your mind. Tell yourself that you will focus that each week, you will focus at least one page or one aspect of the book, maybe working on the outline. Maybe the first 2 months are just working on the outline of the book. Then maybe the next month I will research any information I need for my book. Because these are the steps that you take in order to find, you know, the path to achieving what is it that you want. These are all ways of empowering yourself and motivating rather than creating a sabotage situation. So by really taking a very good look at what you want to resolve, You know, what is it that you want to bring into your life? What are the big changes? Because usually it's because, you know, people don't normally make resolutions about things that are subtle changes. Most of the time, it's looking at a big transformation piece. And by creating a situation where you can come at it from a place of enjoyment, you can come at it from a place of wonder. It's not that you have to do something, it's that you get to do something. And that may be, you know, it may sound like a very subtle difference, but it is actually a world of difference. When you talk about having to do something, it's like, oh man, you know, you could feel that weight coming in, the weight of responsibility, the weight of obligation. When you get to do something, that means that you're already pointed in that and now there are no barriers to it. I get to do that. So, you know, it's a completely different energy around it. So I would encourage folks, create your resolutions around what you get to do, what you want to achieve, and then break it down into practical, reasonable steps that are totally attainable, that are clear benchmark things. Write it up and post it somewhere so you can remind yourself. I will resolve that every morning I will look in the mirror and give myself a compliment. Not so bad. For some people, it's very challenging. You can even break it down. You can just start with, I will look at myself in the mirror, and I will smile. Don't even have to say anything. You can just start off with a smile. Whatever it is that you're looking to enhance in your life, make it yours. Make it joyful. Make it a part of what moves you forward. Don't attach it to things that you feel make you unworthy, like weight or smoking or not having the job you want or not having a mate. Don't attach it to stuff like that. Attach it to things that are going to bring you joy, that connect you to community, things that help you move forward. And whatever it is, be passionate about it. Remember, you don't have to do it, you get to. Now, one of the things that I am getting to do myself is, and you know, and I'm very excited about this, is converting my practice to a ministry. Yes, through the Universal Church of the Master, I am now a charter under them. So I decided to begin a healing ministry. And for those of you who are interested, over the next week or so, we're going to be updating and revising the website completely. It's going to be oriented towards supplying information. One of the things I do is supporting orphans in Ghana. And it's very exciting for me, so you'll get to see pictures on the website. If you want to know anything more about me and about that, you can visit the site at www.the-healing-house.com. And if you have any questions or comments about this show or any other, you can email me at healinghouseradio, all one word, no spaces, at the-healing-house.com. 2015 is going to be an amazing year. There's a lot of shift, a lot of change, a few things to close out from 2014, and it is filled with possibility. Now also, as was pointed out to me by producer Kina, that you don't have to wait until January 1st to set a resolution. You can set resolutions anytime you want. You can remake yourself anytime you want. It's all up to you. So have some fun with it. Find your passion. And be blessed. And realize how blessed you are. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio, and we'll be back next week. Take care and Happy New Year, everyone.